The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. If you have never read it, there are a ton of articles for me and about all sorts of things and different aspects of things. So please give that a read if you're interested in vegetable gardening. Today, we will be talking about mild winter herbs. So mild winter herbs, it's really never been a thing for me as someone who lives in New England, because it gets very cold during the winters. The most I've ever hoped for and the most I've ever accomplished is overwintering a parsley plant or two and hoping that a couple of the stalks will remain. But that's only if I really mulched it sufficiently. However, now that winters are less cold than they used to be and not as long as they were maybe 10 or 20 years ago, I am beginning to rethink my herb growing game, and I might be able to grow something, at least, all year long, or at least all winter long. So this possibility occurred to me a couple weeks ago when I received an email from the folks at Renee's Garden. They are a provider of seeds, vegetable seeds, and annuals, flowering annuals, and even perennials. They are a seed producer in California. And as Californians, they have mild winters, mostly mild winters. So they sent this email out in the middle of November, reminding gardeners in mild climates that there is still time to sow your herb seeds in gardens, in the ground, or in containers. I am not so sure I would be able to sow seeds of anything in the ground for winter growth. I mean, we do have, you know, it's milder than it used to be, but it's still a little bit cold out there, and we get a couple of really hard freezes during the wintertime. But it might be great for you guys. Someone out there listening to me might be in the market for some mild winter herbs and what something that you can grow in the cool season. So with that, let's talk about some of the herbs that Renee's Garden suggested for growing in mild winters. Let's start with arugula. You might consider arugula to be more of a greens, like kale, than you would an herb. But you will, on occasion, chop up some arugula and add it to a dish. And that serves the same purpose as an herb, adding a little bit of flavor to a bigger dish, right? So, yes, arugula. It's a great item for cooler winters. I'm sorry, cooler weather, cooler springs and falls and mild winters. And the thing about arugula is you can grow it in a container. It has a shallow root system, so it will do really well in a container placed in full sun. It is also one of those cut and come again herbs or greens. So that means you can grow it to, 4 or 6 inches, cut it down to maybe an inch or two, and it'll keep growing. So you can get multiple harvests out of these plants over the course of the winter or several months. Arugula can also take a little bit of frost. So even northern gardeners like myself, I could give this a go outside. And if I plant it in a container, I can always bring that in during really cold weather. The next one I want to talk about is cilantro. Cilantro prefers cool weather. It hates the heat. So I either have, I've grown it in the past and I've either grown it in the spring or in the fall. Why not just continue growing it fall through winter? It's an excellent item for a mild winter climate. Plant it in full sun or put your pot in full sun, but also know it does okay with some shade, especially if you grow it during the summertime. You'll definitely want to grow it in some shade. So when it comes to harvesting, it has those very tall, long, lengthy stems. When you harvest just a third of the plant at a time, so a little bit from each plant. That way, the rest of the plant keeps growing, and it'll just continue to produce. You'll have to grow it in the ground, and if you grow it in the ground, let some of it go to seed, and those seeds will, germinate on their own, and it'll just reseed itself. So you'll get continual crop. Parsley, that's the one that you cannot grow in a container. And that is because parsley is related to carrot. What does a carrot have? A big taproot. Parsley also has a big, long taproot. So you'll have to grow it in the ground or in a very deep pot. It's also a biennial, and that means it'll make it through the winter. If you plant it, let's say, in the fall or even in summer, it'll make it through the winter. It's more than an annual, so it'll make it through the winter, and it will begin to flower in the spring, maybe late spring. And once it flowers, sets seeds, that's it. It's gone. So an annual lasts for 1 year. A biennial lasts for 2 years. A perennial will grow forever or until it dies, but know that your parsley plant, no matter what you do, is going to eventually give up the ghost. Parsley, it's very hardy, at least in my opinion, if you mulch it. I have grown it through several winters, and it's worth it. The next item that they suggested was a culinary poppy. And I have to say, I didn't really think about poppies being culinary. I think of poppies as those beautiful red or orange things, kind of very fragile looking, droopy petals. Beautiful. And I didn't really think of them as a culinary use. And then I thought, wait a minute, what's on my bagel? It's poppy seeds. Poppy seeds come from poppies. So yes, poppies can be used for culinary purposes. They are also known as bread seed poppies or Hungarian poppies. Apparently, it's a big thing in Hungary. Hungary? Yes, Hungary. And to be specific, these plants prefer to be sown in the fall for a spring flowering. So you don't necessarily sow them in a mild winter to be used in a mild winter. They are sown in fall or winter to be flowering more easily, more readily once spring comes. So, also, according to Renee's garden, homegrown poppy seed is apparently wonderfully fresh and sweet and nutty tasting and like nothing you would get in a jar in the grocery store. So give culinary poppies a try if you are in a mild winter climate. The next item up is borage, and that is another one of those plants that likes to be sown in fall, so it gets a good start for next spring. And once it is growing really well next spring, it's completely edible. Well, I don't know about the roots, but you can use its flowers, you can use its leaves. And you can use its seeds. Actually, from what I have read, you can use its seeds for medicinal purposes. You can make tinctures and things like that. I don't know if you can eat, well, you can eat anything. It all depends on the outcome. I don't know what you would eat the seeds for, but you can use the seeds for medicinal purposes, as I said. Also, bonus points here for borage. It is beloved by pollinators. And frankly, it's got the prettiest little blue flowers. It's really nice. Okay, a couple of growing tips. If your climate is borderline mild, so kind of like mine now, I guess, mild and you get some really cold times, but the weather person will tell you that cold, cold, cold weather is coming your way. You can prepare for that and cover your herbs or bring your herbs in if they are in containers. But you can use a floating row cover or a frost cloth or something like that to protect your mild winter herbs from seriously cold temperatures. Or, like I said, put them in a pot and move them into a shed or a garage or somewhere that where the wicked winds of winter will not devastate them. Here is another tip. Don't forget to water, like me. So for some reason, I think, oh, well, it's October, things aren't growing anymore. I'm just going to turn off the outside faucet and not use it until next spring. Plants in winter need water. And not a lot. I mean, not a lot of them are growing a lot. So they will maybe survive if you get plenty of rain or snow in the wintertime. But please remember, every once in a while, give your outdoor plants and your herbs some love in the form of liquid. You know what I do is whenever I boil eggs and I have that water left over from the eggs, I repurpose it. I use my gray water from just stuff that I use inside, and I will water my plants on occasion outside. And that's it for me for now. Well, thank you very much for listening to this edition, and you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.